This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Tomorrow, training camp starts, and we will be there. Now, we've been telling a big special guest going to stop by tomorrow, and we're going to have guests every day on the show, so we invite you to make sure that you listen and see what's going on. But tomorrow, Mike, you know who's stopping by the show, right?
Now, are you proud of me? I kept a secret for 3 hours.
This is true.
Can I spill it?
You can.
Hey, guys, tomorrow after practice, and you'll hear the interview with us live from our show at Hooters, we're going to catch up after practice with Michael Penix Jr.
No doubt.
Have not talked to him in a minute, and looking forward to catching up with our starting QB.
Yeah, man. Look, it's funny because at the start of camp, I'm sure he'll feel a little bit different. At the end of camp, once the season starts and you get into the grind of the season. But I know he's super excited and happy, and we're going to get his take on a lot of different things that are going on with our football team. And what a better way to kick off camp for us here on Dukes and Bell. So, with that said, tomorrow, that is going to be one of the guests, and certainly one of the bigger things we'll be talking about after camp is done tomorrow. But make sure you tune in starting at 2 o'clock as all of our shows will be up there. As we mentioned, Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy up at Flower Branch, and then we'll be at Mall of Georgia Hooters. Hey, as we'll get into the Falcons, a couple of things you may have missed today. One, Adam Schefter started the show today. Stop by talking about all the storylines and stuff that's going on around the NFL. You can go rewind on the app and make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell. You can hear Schefter talk about some of the stuff and, of course, our comments and his comments about the Falcons as well. We'll play a couple of those for you coming up here in about 10 minutes. Also, we visited with Brent Key, Georgia Tech's head football coach, and Georgia Tech's quarterback, Haynes King. Now, again, you can always rewind, but Mike, thoroughly impressed with Haynes King, and look, he's just about it, man. He's all business. He knows there's an expectation, which is good, Tech fans. There's an expectation that you're going to be good. You didn't lose a home game last year. You've been to back-to-back bowl games. It's building, and the right momentum is taking over. So Brent Key came on and said, look, you know, we need to take a jump. We need to take a big jump. It's not just a little bit of a jump. We need to take a jump. We've been playing well. We're competitive. Now we got to take a jump. And I feel like they're going to be in the mix this year in the ACC. Now, are they as good as Clemson? Well, we're going to find out because Clemson comes, Mike, early in the season to Georgia Tech on the flats. We're going to find out. But I feel like Georgia Tech, Mike, is moving in the right direction. And it's been a while since we've been able to say that. The ups and downs of Paul Johnson, as good as he was, and I'm not taking anything away from Paul, but it was just that. One good year, 3 8-8 seasons or 8-8 wins, and then a bad year and then a good year.
I mean, you
need to sustain it.
We said, you know, the old jokes we used to make about how do you know you're in a Georgia Tech bowl game? You're stepping out of a dugout. You know what I mean? Or your field is blue. You know, things like that. And that's what DeBrent is trying to combat. And look, last year, yeah, they went to the mattresses and they went, you know, 8 overtimes against Georgia. At the end of the day, still didn't get it done. But Brent knows what it's like to be on the winning side with Tech. And if you are a Georgia fan, the reason we're focused on Tech, it happened to be ACC Media Days. You heard from Kirby and you heard the players last week. This week, it was ACC's turn. But Haynes King, and I got to tell you, first time you and I have spoken to Haynes King, he's impressive.
Yeah.
And he's got that edge. And I call it a little Texas-sized chip on his shoulder. He knows what, you know, he needs to do. And he talked about, you know, knowing when to maybe take care of his body and make better decisions, because he's got to be on the field if they're going to have a chance to do something special.
He, you said it, too. You asked him, do you see yourself as a dual threat? He said, yes, sir.
Yep.
Because he can run it. He had 11 touchdowns on the ground last year, threw for 14 or so. But there are expectations. More with Tech coming up, and you'll hear from Brinke and Haynes King. Meanwhile, Falcons reported today, Caden Ellis was one of the guys speaking to the media today, and he said, look, Jalen Walker, what do you guys want to know? Sky's the limit for the kid. I understand why they drafted him. I see the explosiveness. Bijan talking about his time spent out in L.A. with Christian McCaffrey and learning from arguably the best running back in the game outside of Saquon Barkley. And, you know, everybody wants to make that comparison, Mike. If you said, what is Bijan? Right? When we drafted him, the projection was, can he be McCaffrey? Can he do the things that McCaffrey's going to do? So I don't think it's a coincidence that he went out there and worked out with Christian McCaffrey in L.A., but he said he learned a lot, and they worked out for a full month together. He said one of the big things he learned was following Christian McCaffrey in the recovery process. Christian's been through some injuries, and so he was like, look, this is how I'm handling my body now. Those things matter for Bijan. And then, of course, Chris Lindstrom talking about this expectation for the Falcons, saying, guys, that he, along with the team, understands that they have to go out and prove it to us, meaning the fan base, that there is a responsibility to the fan base. And I thought that was a big comment from him today to perform for this city.
Right, and he gets it. You know, we talked about being at the mandatory minicamp back in the spring, and certainly the comments we got from A.J. Terrell, he's sick and tired of not being in the playoffs, never been in the playoffs. Earlier in the show, his biggest games might have been at Westlake or at Clemson. So now it's time to change all that. And I love Chris Lindstrom, you know, going on record saying, hey, I'm really impressed with what I'm seeing with our rookies. Talking about, you know, and again, to me, I would imagine he's talking close quarters with some of the guys he's opposite the line from on the defensive side, and that's great news. Rook's a second-year player, but for intents and purposes, he is kind of a rookie. So Rook's got to be big, but we know what we expect from Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. And if, and in fact, Lindstrom's talking about the guys all the way back in the secondary, we've brought a bunch of potential ball hawks in here, you know, to really hopefully do the things which we haven't done in a while, create turnovers, pressure on the quarterback, the hallmarks of a good defense that we haven't had for decades.
No doubt. We're going to let you hear a few of those comments coming up here within the next 10 minutes, so stay tuned. Mike, let's talk about players who need to earn their keep, just real quick before we get to camp. We've talked a little bit about it this offseason, but maybe we haven't talked about it enough. Special teams matters. And Mike and I joke all the time, but Young Wei Koo, guys, coming off the year he had, Mike, he's got to earn his keep. He was 25 for 34 field goals. 73%. That's not good enough.
No, it cost you some games. You didn't have the confidence in him in the Charger game. He blew you the game in the Saints down in New Orleans. And it just at the end of the season, we had to go with anytime you're looking for a kicker in December, it's going to be a train wreck because the guy's going to be a bum. We had a guy that had no friggin' range, and that's why we had to – like, I'll disagree with the coach forever on how he managed the end of that Commanders game, but knowing that we had a guy you got to get within like 30 yards to maybe even have a shot at that kick. So Young Wei Koo, they bring in a kid, was it Krieg, the young man from Germany, and we'll see if he can battle. Or look, guys, it's nothing against Young Wei Koo, but look, the kicker's the last thing a team needs to be worried about. Mm. For a decade and more, Baltimore didn't have to worry about Justin Tucker. Now he's gone. You know, that's you don't worry about it until, like, how many years the Buccaneers went through the wilderness without a kicker?
It's so true. And look, we're not saying he doesn't deserve to be on the team or any of that.
He's got to earn it, but he's got to earn it back.
Earn the keep. You got to earn your keep. Braylon Trice, Mike, injured in camp last year. We went into camp last year, high expectations, thinking, all right, this guy's going to help our pass rush. We never got a chance to see it. Drafted in the third round of the 2024 draft. With what we've done since Braylon Trice got drafted last year, do you think he's got to earn his keep?
Well, Braylon, he's now looking – all these guys like him and Troy Anderson are looking up in the depth chart now. It depended on how – now, Jeff Albrecht's going to rotate guys. But linebacker, you're generally on the field. It's one thing if you're an edge rusher or a tackle, but a linebacker pretty much is going to be out there for three downs, right?
Yes.
So I don't know how we play – I don't know how that plays out. We had high hopes for him. We joked around about it. Remember, you and I were trying to convince D-Led that he was the dude. No, he's just a guy. Come on, D. The guy was solid. Defensive captain for Washington.
That's right.
No, I don't think he's got it. But anyway, now he's going to be looking up. He's going to be trying to get on the field and battle other guys that we are picked up to do the same job.
We're just talking about players maybe that need to earn their keep. We're getting to camp. Mike, what do you think about Clark Phillips? Size maybe has been the biggest concern, but they knew that when they drafted him. He was a playmaker in college, a ball hawk, very similar to what the guys we brought in here. But in 2024, 35 total tackles, 27 solo, 2 forced fumbles, and 1 pick for Clark Phillips.
Little engine that could. High hopes for him. Remember him battling you know, with Drake London, because they were, you know, both, he was Utah and Drake, you know, back in his day in USC, and they had some good battles in practice, and one day, you know, Clark would win, one day Drake would win. But it seems like he's just, the size issue is at the end of last season, against 2 years ago against the Saints, there was some tough games for our secondary. And I just don't know. I mean, he doesn't have the, who is it, Brent Grimes, he was undersized but had incredible hops.
He did.
And I don't know if he's that dude.
Yeah. It's Dukes and Bell, 404-726-0929. Kentavious Street, Ernest Keep.
He's in a rotation, and they like him. You know, they could we have upgraded the position? They decided that he's going to be a guy. Now, he would be technically behind Onyemata and Rukuroro.
Yeah, he's going to get some run. But to your point, yes. More impactful, or is he just a rotational guy? Maybe they see him just as that. I don't know. But these are some of the names we'll be talking about, guys, when we say, hey, okay, what's going on with this particular player? Look, the kicking thing is big and cool.
Cool.
I'm going to be watching all these field goals, bro. We're going to be watching. I mean, it's practice, but it's not practice. Like, if he starts missing in practice, Mike, I'm going to have a concern, right? And we see them, they run enough special team stuff, and you guys will see some of it as well with the open practices. It's just a part of practice, right? And right. You just expect, like, okay, it's the second hat. He's healthy. He's going to be able to knock down these field goals. I just want to make sure that going into the season, we feel really confident there. But these are some of the positions and some of the guys that are coming back, whether it be injury with Braylon Trice or just a position battle with Clark Phillips, because I think that that nickel situation is going to be very interesting.
Because technically on the depth chart, now that's it's you know, it's fluid, but Clark backs up Mike Hughes at the right corner position. But I can't wait to see, you know, how Xavier Watts and maybe Billy Bowman have a chance to impact as rookies in both the nickel and or the dime package, which you're in a lot of. I know we get hung up on 3-4-4-3, but, you know, for the most part, there's five DBs out there. But we've heard great things about Xavier Watts. You know, it was funny because we talked to Xavier Watts. He's like, I model my game after Jesse Bates. And Jesse's like, well, thank you.
Yeah.
So you got some similarities, but Watts was a turnover machine for Notre Dame.
He was, Mike, he may be one of the most accomplished players we've drafted coming out of Notre Dame.
Right. And he was a top 100 player. A lot of folks surprised he slipped out of the second round.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, man, we've got a lot to get to here. Adam Schefter and his comments about the Falcons and more. Also, Brent Key and Haynes King. And we'll let you hear some of what Bijan and Chris Lindstrom had to say today as well. A reminder again, if you're out and about and you're up there at Falcons training camp, and you see us, or you see the broadcast area, guys, where the other shows will be broadcasting from, say hello. Stop in. We'd love to get a chance to see you. All the shows. I'm speaking for everybody here. Morning Shift, Stakey, Andy or any, everybody, man. We'd love to just say, hey, appreciate you guys, because that's what it's all about. So if
and
you
I
see
just want
us,
people to know, there's a blue-collar side to me.
And we know. And just stop and say, hey, man, I listen to you guys, because none of these guys bite. We all are friendly, and I know that we don't get a chance to see you as much as we'd like out in the streets. But if that happens over the next 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks we're up there, please say hello.
Now, Randy, maybe not as friendly as the other guys, but okay, yeah, most of the people.
Don't do that.
No, talk to Randy about his days at Georgia. He loves talking about that. No, Randy and Andy will be there. And then, again, they'll be doing the show live right there on site, and then we'll be at Hooters, as Carl mentioned, Mall of Georgia. A couple guys hit us up on the text line saying that, yeah, maybe Pitts is loose. Maybe Pitts feels there's nowhere to go but up, so he's going to come in with a little bit of swagger. We talked about his entrance video where he kind of mugged for the camera, did kind of a exaggerated slow step as he walked in, which was kind of cool. And as we said, we all root for these guys. You know, it's not like as you just mentioned, we're not rooting against Young Wei Koo, but you cost us games. And Kyle Pitts, a fourth overall pick, fair or unfair, wherever you fall on this, you've got to have more production than he has over the first 4 years of his career.
Yeah.
And, you know, the irony is if he balls out this year, there might not be enough money for him and everybody else. Maybe they'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but it's a nice problem to have. If Pitts gets integrated into this offense to where he is an 800 to 900 yard guy and he's got 10 touchdowns. Because that, to me, is the benchmark for all the tight ends that are ahead of him. It doesn't have to be 1,000 yards. It's got to be winning me football games.
That's the truth. By the way, Raheem is going to be on Andy and Randy tomorrow. Okay, so we'll hear from head coach tomorrow as well with Andy and Randy up there. Yeah, Mike, this is one of those big mysteries that is only going to be answered when the season gets around and starts. And here's the thing. If we get to week 8 or 9, Mike, and there's been lack of production, this is what it is. If we get to week 8 or 9 and Kyle Pitts is one of the bigger conversations around the NFL and what him and Michael Penix have been able to do,
right,
then all of a sudden maybe we are talking about having a decision to make moving forward. I hope it's the latter. I hope we do get to next offseason and we've done all these things and we're having a conversation about Kyle Pitts and what do we want to pay him and should we. But if there's no production, and I'm not talking about 600 yards, okay? Because that to me is not the marker. We're talking about, again, 800 to 1,000 yards, Mike, and you said it, 8 to 10 touchdowns. That's right. to me, should be the mark.
I mean, look, he had the two games he popped, the Tampa Bay game on the road we talked about, and the big catch in traffic, great throw, great catch against the Commanders. But look at the last, like, seven games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of the year, 9 yards, 0 yards, 14, 28, 7, 44 against the Commanders, 15 against Carolina. I mean, the Giants game where he's basically playing patty cake with the football. I mean, you at some point, if he, and you say, these guys hear the conversation, I hope Pitts does, you know, look at the man in the mirror and bring it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.